This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Trump, as I mentioned a minute ago, was down on the southern border last night for that rally. Beto O'Rourke, one-time member of Congress and perhaps a challenger to the president next year, held a counter-protest a couple of hundred yards away. There is, of course, much politicking yet to do on the immediate topic at hand, the wall, how much of it's going to be built, and what the shutdown situation turns out to be. But politics aside, daily economic life goes on. So we sent Marketplace's Andy Euler to the Rio Grande Valley for the first in a series we're calling Business at the Border. Today, from Laredo, the billions of dollars Mexican citizens spend every year in Texas.
Just after 5 on a sunny day, right outside of the outlet shops of Laredo, Julia Arevalo is headed back to Mexico. She rolls a cart down the pedestrian bridge toward the border crossing a couple hundred feet away. She's got a lot of stuff, bags full of dresses and shirts, 3 or 4 pillows strapped to either side of her cart. She says she comes over to the American side of the border at least once a week to buy stuff for her 5 kids.
The truth is, anything you want will come out cheaper here. Whether the dollar is strong or not, there are many things that are more convenient to buy here.
Getting to these outlets from Mexico is really easy. The bridges and highways actually funnel traffic to them. And Gary Skoyan, CEO of Horizon Group Properties, the group that opened these outlets a couple of years ago, loves it.
Yes, the bridge goes right into the outlets. There's also a ramp that comes down from I-35 that really kind of goes right into the outlets. So yeah, it's very accessible.
Mexicans spend more than $4.5 billion a year on food, clothes, car parts, and other stuff in Texas, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. In Laredo, Mexican shoppers make up 40 to 45% of all retail sales. But according to some people who work at the outlet mall, that number is probably even higher than the official stats.
85% is Mexican.
Adriana Reyes manages the Journeys shoe and apparel store.
No lie, 85% would be people from across coming to save money.
Laredo Outlets CEO Skoyan says his company's border outlets are more successful than many of his other properties, but he can distinctly remember when things weren't so great.
Right after the election, maybe 8 weeks or so, there was some indignation in Mexico. There was actually some organized indignation, if you will, some interest in boycotting purchases in the U.S.
Some Mexicans didn't like the way President Trump was talking about their country, so they decided to take it out on the businesses on the American side of the border. There were hashtags and protests in Nuevo Laredo, the Mexican city on the other side. Some consumers from there stopped spending money in Texas. El Mesón de San Agustín, a restaurant in Laredo's historic downtown district, felt it. Sandra Bernal helps run the place with bright walls where people eat mole enchiladas and menudo.
Roughly like a 40% of our people are Mexican, and we did see a difference.
She has family in Mexico and knows some who still won't set foot in the United States. Bernal says some shops nearby that had been around since the 1940s had to close their doors. Her restaurant joined other businesses and went to Laredo City Council to ask for help. The local government responded.
There was this very aggressive campaign to bring people back. And it was very slow, but they're coming back slowly.
That seems to be what happened at the Journey Shoe and Apparel store at the Outlet Mall. That store's sales were up 52% in December of the year before. But traffic in the other direction from Texas into Mexico has fallen, thanks to travel advisories and the rhetoric coming out of Washington. That's forced businesses south of the border to adapt. According to Federico Schaffler, he studies cross-border commerce at Texas A&M International University in Laredo.
The people from Mexico learned that they had to do without those dollars. And they have survived. And in some cases, they've thrived.
Given how much money Mexicans spend on the U.S. side, though, it's hard to imagine American businesses thriving if a significant number of Mexicans stop spending their money here, either because they're not allowed to come in or they just don't want to. In Laredo, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.